You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with Max Scherzer. Max, thanks for being with me. Max, I consider you a perfectionist, and you're never satisfied. Why is that?
When you say perfectionist, that you look at every little failure. I don't look at it like that. I'm always just trying to get better and find any little thing I can to do to get better. You know, I understand I'm going to have failures and I'm not always going to have success, and I accept that and I'm okay with that. I just always try to learn from it. And so, for me, that's just how I approach it, and something that, you know, I really seen the click of being a few years ago. I just try to get better at everything.
I noticed that you having another great year. Why are you having that great year?
Just different things I am doing. You know, anytime I can pitch with all my pitches, that's usually when I'm successful. And as of late, the past couple starts where I really think I've gotten some, I really feel like I've gotten my changeup back to where I'm able to throw it, and I'm able to throw it just underneath the zone and help generate some extra swing and misses. And that was like a big pitch for me for the first like 6 years, and it felt like last year I kind of got away from it. And finally, it seems like I got some rhythm back with it, because I know when I can pitch with my changeup well, it's really a good pitch for me.
Max, you've been here less than 2 years, and you have accomplished a lot. Two no-hitters, 20 strikeouts. It's been phenomenal since you've been here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you have those type of games, I mean, those are the games you're always going to remember. But, I'd kind of judge myself over what you do over a course of a season. Individual games are great, but what you do over a season is how I really judge myself. And that's where at the end of the year, I reflect on everything, where I really go to first. And so, after last season, I was really proud about, how I was able to strike out a bunch of hitters, but really minimize my walks. That's something that I really take a lot of pride in, and the fact that I really had cut into that walk rate put a huge smile on my face. There's always ways you can get better, and I fully intend to get better, and fully intend to be a better pitcher as I keep getting later in my career, but it just takes hard work to do that.
You did something you hardly did until you came here. You're completing games, and I'm just curious, with Detroit, you only completed one. Here, you're completing a lot of them. Why is that?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, you don't have a designated hitter. You get an extra three outs. Makes it a little bit easier. But I also feel like that was a reason why I was completing games, because I wasn't walking anybody. Sometimes when you walk three hitters, and then you kind of, if you pitch eight innings, and you start to think, well, that was three at-bats that could have been outs, and then it turns into, next year inning. And so, when you're able to minimize your walks, you're always able to pitch deeper into the ball game, and that's just something that I think was a product of that.
The one thing I also noticed is that you love the hit, too. You're a pretty good hitter, and you try to help yourself.
Yeah, for pitching, I get it. When you're in the National League, man, anytime you can get on base, man, does that help the ball club, because you're turning the lineup over, and you got 1-2-3, hitting right behind you, and that's when the offense gets dangerous. And, I understand that I'm not a good hitter and that I have to, put in a lot of work just to be a bad hitter. Let's just leave it at that. And just to be able to go up there and just have a chance to be able to get on base. And, it doesn't happen every single day. You're basically swinging the bat. And so you just try to get as much rhythm as you can for only hitting once every 5 days. Just so that if you do get a pitch, that if you can get a hit, man, does that really help out.
Max, I want everyone to know that you not only just know pitching, but you know baseball, period. And you're a guy that I go to personally to talk about other players. And you love this game. Could you talk about how much you love this game and you know more than just pitching?
Yeah, I love watching it. I've loved it since I was a kid. This is my favorite sport. I love playing baseball, all summer long. I play 162 games and I love it. There's talk that they want to shorten it. I don't. I love that we have to play 162. And that's part. But that's also part of the challenge, is that you have to be able to make it through the grind, not only physically but mentally too. And that mental grind is showing up to the park and getting your work done. Doing it with a smile on your face. When you get into August and things are kind of going against you, that you have to find a way to be motivated still to be your best, and you have to love this game to be able to do that.
This is a guy, ladies and gentlemen, who went to Mizzou, and it seems like you're very proud going to Mizzou.
Oh, of course. I'm a very proud Mizzou Tiger. Really came into my own when I was there, and really felt like some of the things that we did there as a staff, as a pitching staff, as a strength staff, really to this day is still some of the core things I do. The power lifting and the attack in the zone, I mean, those all originated at Mizzou.
Max Scherzer, thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it, Bill.
Take care, man. All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.